I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ken, we are finally here. It is the last Friday before Christmas, and I couldn't think of anything better to do than hang out with these guys in the studio and you.
Well, I think you just got us off of Santa's good list and onto his naughty list.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on 94.9. It's Jeremy along with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. We've got our friends from Fall Brewing. We've got Larry, Jason, and the Bill Batten of thebillbatten.com has joined us.
You're so kind.
So tonight you've lined up five beers we're going to try from Fall, talking about what Fall's got going on. What are we going to start off the program with? Because, Ken and I have already had some warm-up beers while we were waiting for you guys. So yeah.
We are starting with 86th. This is a beer that's definitely a favorite around the brewery with all of us. It is an American lager. We've talked before, kind of one of the specialties of Fall Brewing Company is lagers. And this is another one that we added to our tool belt. There is some adjunct in it, where in the past that's been a bad word, but I think our guys know how to use it and how to use it right. There's a little corn.
I think the craft beer industry is over that by now. Let's face it, we've been using adjuncts ever since we started adding chocolate to beer.
Truth. This is a great reprieve from the tongue sweaters and the pastry stouts and everything else that's out there that you can grab.
Oh, so good.
It's just a clean, easy drinking, no nonsense, straight up beer that is just good to crush.
And you know, I think one of the things that never gets talked about with your macro lagers, one of the things that does make this craft, or one of the things that does make this a beer made with a little bit more attention to detail, or a beer that more represents the style, this beer's not pasteurized. People don't talk about that. Your major macro lagers that are sitting on your shelf, there's one of them out there that has a born-on date. You could throw a can of that in your trunk in Phoenix in August and, you know, set it next to a quote-unquote fresh one in December, and they're going to taste the same because that beer's cooked already. You've already moved out all the yeast ester. You've moved out all the hop character. This is a perishable product right here.
Good point.
Something that's very important to keep cold when it's not pasteurized, so you need to treat the beer well.
All craft beer you have to, yeah. You know, delicate beers like this, and especially hoppy stuff.
So delicate, you had to pick something rowdy and punky to start off. To pair along with this, we'll play this along with our 86th American Lager from Fall Brewing. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. I mean, some of the conversations you and Larry have had tonight, I'm glad we weren't on the radio.
Hey. Beer was fully documented by archaeologists who dug up Mayan ruins and saw the murals.
Really glad I beat that. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Tonight, we're drinking with our friends from Fall Brewing. We've got Larry, Jason, and Bill, and of course, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. Started off with 86th American Lager, and tonight we celebrate fall as we get ready for the holiday spirit and Santa Claus and cookies and
the
milk.
Winter equinox is coming.
Winter equinox is, isn't it Saturday?
Saturday, yeah.
It is Saturday, the shortest day of the year. Let's talk about something that's very non-traditional. Kettle sours, something you guys I think knock out of the park when you do your jazz hands, and it's always one of my favorite things to drink from you guys when I need something.
Did they see this on the radio?
No, they can't see. They can't see your jazz hands. Everyone knows when you do this, it's jazz hands. Now this is a jazz hands with watermelon.
Yes, because nothing says Christmas like fresh watermelon.
No crap.
You know, this beer kind of evolved from when we first started brewing this beer, like probably 4 or 5 years ago. We were very tradition bound, and it was like a 3% clear lactic soured beer in the tradition of how they brewed them in Germany. Napoleon called them the champagne of the north. Really dry, really crisp, very easy to drink. American brewers have taken this style and started. We've now pushed the ABV higher than you normally would for a Berliner Weiss. And rather than add syrup post-fermentation or post-finishing, we actually add the fruit for you. And one of the cool things about this series is as it's evolved, we now use a different, fresh, real fruit every time. So, and I love going out there telling people that, like, oh, we just got like 80 pounds of raspberries from the Mexican fruit market across the street. Shout out to Senor Mangos.
So, Jason, I look to you. Tell me, what makes this beer so unique?
The fact that we use a lager yeast on this beer helps
Sorry. Wait, you said lager yeast.
Yes.
This is a kettle sour.
Yes.
That's usually reserved for ales.
I think most people will use Cal Ale most times. We use our Boudvar yeast, and it makes it super clean.
That's more than a little weird, but I totally understand where you're going from, because I think if you had some normal esters you would get from an ale,
right,
it would overpower what you're getting from the watermelon. Watermelon is one of those flavors that's really good but very delicate.
Very subtle. Well, we put in pretty much one watermelon per barrel. So we do about 20 barrels on this beer, and 20 watermelons go in.
That's insane.
And we hand slice them, dice them, throw them through the Vitamix, and push them into the beer. Wow. It tastes delicious.
If it tastes as good as this watermelon jazz hands, then I'm 100% in. We're going to take a break when we come back. Larry picked a couple of songs to go with this. That is a gorgeous picture, by the way. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Degenerates is all we have in the studio tonight, Ken. I don't know what we're going to do with these guys.
Spin it out of control, Jeremy.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. I can't expect anything else from our friends from Fall Brewing. Larry, Bill Batten, Jason, all hanging out with us tonight. We've had the Watermelon Jazz Hands 86th American Lager, and oh my God, I don't know what this beer you just poured out in my glass is, but I already know I'm in love with it. The smell of it alone is filling this room. It's like I just walked into, I don't know, Med Men or something.
What's that strain?
What is that strain? Yeah. Is that Strata and Galaxy I smell?
Absolutely. We got a few other things in there too, you know, a lot of Citra, Columbus, you know.
Nothing classics. From Humankind Dispensary.
It is unfortunately THC free, you know.
Oh, yeah. Darn. So what is this beer?
It's West Coast IPA.
Unfiltered.
Loaded it down with a bunch of hops. For what we do, this has probably about 50% more hops than most of our normal beers.
And our normal beers have a lot.
And you guys don't mess around when it comes to your hops either. You guys do not skimp.
Whirlpool edition, we got over 20 pounds of hops in it. And then dry hopping, 66 pounds of hops. And this is just Strata Galaxy. A little Simcoe in there, you know, a little Columbus in there to give it that dankness. That Strata, man, it is.
What is this beer called?
Phenomenal Liar.
Good God, this is a unicorn IPA. How did this beer come about?
That was the LA IPA festival or competition that happens at Mohawk Bend. We got invited, and there are two categories. There's a professionally judged category where they bring in brewers from around California, and they professionally judge, I think, 70 plus IPAs. And then there's, the place is packed, and there's 300-400 people in here, and each beer is numbered, and you can text in your vote for favorite. And this IPA won the People's Choice Award, which I actually would rather win than the professional judged one.
Please tell me I can get this in cans. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
No, absolutely.
You can get crawlers.
Draft only.
I have to come to you to get this beer.
Well, or your finer beer hall and craft beer establishment.
No, to hell with that. I'm gonna go to the source. I'm gonna get it from you guys.
No, nice. Dude, come up and see me in Oceanside sometime. We never talk.
You can't even keep this on tap in Oceanside, bro.
Yeah, it didn't last long.
That's what I thought. Here we go.
Due diligence.
We're gonna go round and round about this off the air while I play this song and we drink some more of this Phenomenal Liar from Fall Brewing. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. As Larry Bogart's the beer and is not passing it around like he should, it is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Tonight, drinking with our friends from Fall Brewing, we've got Bill, Jason, and Larry, of course, our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist, who's waiting to grab his beer right now, Mr. Ken Wright. And we've already had some phenomenal beers, like the Phenomenal Liar IPA that we just wrapped up from Fall Brewing. We had the Watermelon Jazz Hands in 86. This is how I want to spend my Friday night before Christmas. Gentlemen, thank you for being here tonight.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hail Santa.
It's Santa Claus himself. Hail Santa. And I actually, I think this next beer we all have due to you anyways, it's Bill to Spill.
I love me a little winter warmer.
Do you?
Yeah.
I do.
You have a history of winter warmers.
I do. I got to brew a few years of a winter warmer at a local brewery.
So given your history of what you have to offer the brewing world, when you got together with Fall Brewing and decided to make this beer.
A little Billy wine.
That's what I wanted. This is a Billy wine.
It is. It's not quite barley wine. It's just, you know, a little bit.
I'm getting some hops. I'm getting some malt sweetness on the nose.
You know we did all for Chinookie. I'm getting
drunk. Got all Chinookie.
All for the Chinookie.
This is going to be the best Christmas ever.
Hail Santa.
Yeah.
I'm gobsmacked at this point.
I was just going to say gobsmacked. You are, aren't you, Jeremy?
That band's horrible.
Larry, that's actually a band that shall not be named on this radio station.
Yeah, nobody does that.
How did this all start, Bill?
So, well, I was helping out over at Fall. They had a couple of folks that hurt themselves over there.
I mean, was, you still are.
Bicyclers.
We won't talk about them.
Somebody was getting their lunch. Another person was, like, getting it.
Bombing.
Bombing Texas. And they had a failure.
We love you, Nicole.
So the Build a Spill came about as a collaboration with the brewery that I'm going to be working with.
Hail Santa.
Hail Santa. So the collaboration of Build a Spill came around because of a Taproom Beer Company.
That's the secret? That's what you've been holding on to?
I've had to work somewhere while I'm waiting to make the beer that I want to make.
I'm going
to
offer this to you right now. This is the best winter red that I have had this season.
I second that emotion, Jeremy.
At least Jason brewed it. I just wrote a recipe. So, nod to Jason.
Well, Jason,
you know, Jason,
let's thank you for your handiwork.
Well done. God bless us, everyone.
I just do what I'm told.
Well, we celebrate Jason and all his beers. We will take a break when we come back. We've got one more beer to drink tonight from Fall Brewing. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. This is the best Christmas special we've ever had.
Oh, yeah. Bring on Chewbacca.
It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got our friends from Fall Brewing. We've got Mr. Bill Batten, we've got Jason, and we've got Larry in the studio tonight. It has been an absolute ham fest of beers. We started off with the 86th American Lager. We had the Watermelon Jazz Hands. Phenomenal, phenomenal liar.
In honor of our leader in chief.
And then we had the Bill to Spill, and I cannot wait to see what comes next after you decide to leave fall and move on to Taproom.
Taproom Beer Company. Hopefully, first of the year, we'll get things rolling over there.
Now, I want to end with this beer that I love, because when I saw Loud, Dumb, and Mean, I'm like, oh, they get it. Tell me about this beer. It's big, it's bold, it's dark.
It's got lots of coconut. Chocolate. It's dark chocolate. It's coconut. It's boozy. Feels great drinking.
Wait, I didn't hear anything of what you just said because I just took my first sip.
Dude, how did you keep that coconut in there? It is so hard to brew with coconut.
We put a lot of coconut
in the Brinks. Yeah, shoved a lot of coconut in some Brinks.
13% Imperial Stout here.
Are you kidding me?
It's an ABV smuggler.
Someone's happy.
Can't tell.
No, because in sipping this beer, I'm like, cool, this is around 9%.
No. Sometimes I feel sorry for the bartenders, because people are drinking this beer. Whew.
This is one of those beers that's beyond trying to define in words. You just have to experience for yourself.
Hail Santa.
And when you can't say anything more than that, we will end with some Mr. John Reese himself as we wrap things up. Thank you guys for the beer tonight. Love Fall Brewing. Go check them out.
Cheers. Thank you, Brad.
Enjoy for your holiday season. We'll end with this. It is a Rock and Roll Happy Hour on 94.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.